Good day, I'm Anjui. James Sawyers with JIS Midday News for Friday, September 15. Coming up, World Bank team in Jamaica for a two-day visit, government to spend $30 million more on disaster preparedness, and sport minister calls for more sporting facilities in housing projects. The details after the break.
Energy Vision 2030, making electricity from our own resources. Already, 16% of our electricity generating capacity in Jamaica comes from the sun, wind, and our rivers, with more coming all the time. The more energy we produce from our own natural resources, the less we depend on imported oil. Energy Vision 2030, clean, sustainable energy for all Jamaicans.
Now the news. Nine members of the World Bank Group's Board of Executive Directors are in Jamaica for a two-day visit. The group represents 98 World Bank member countries from the Caribbean, Latin America, North America, Europe, Africa, Middle East, Asia, and the Pacific. The delegation will discuss, among other issues, Jamaica's development priorities and the World Bank's engagement in efforts to reduce poverty and enhance prosperity. Speaking on behalf of the group, World Bank Executive Director Karen Mathiason said they are looking forward to a first-hand examination of the impact of the agency's efforts in the country.
We usually are in our boardrooms in Washington, D.C., reviewing project documents, and when we actually get out to visit the client countries and see the projects and meet the ministers and other officials, it's tremendously rewarding.
During their visit, the representatives will meet with Prime Minister Andrew Holness, Finance Minister Oli Shaw, and other members of the cabinet, as well as key representatives from the private sector, civil society, and women entrepreneurs. The World Bank representatives arrived on the island Thursday and are scheduled to depart Saturday, September 16. The Jamaica Fire Brigade, JFB, is to be equipped with additional resources as the country heightens its hurricane readiness. Minister of Local Government and Community Development Desmond McKenzie says the emerging lessons from Hurricanes Harvey and Irma have allowed the government to review its disaster management procedures as a vulnerable small island developing state.
The government will be releasing this week some $30 million to our first respondent, the Jamaica Fire Brigade, to secure vital rescue equipment, including boats and other such tools that will be used in a state whenever there is a need.
Minister McKenzie was speaking in Parliament earlier this week. The minister points out that in May this year, residents of Douglas Castle as well as several other communities had to be rescued from their homes by first responders traveling by boat due to the severe flooding caused by heavy rains. Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, J.C. Hutchinson, is lauding the partnership between Sapphire Agriculture Jamaica Limited and H&L Agro for the distribution of a new line of fertilizers. Mr. Hutchinson says the use of quality inputs will promote long-term soil fertility and improved production.
I see the partnership as a win-win situation for all the business partners, for our farmers who should realize increased profits on their crops, and for the Jamaican people who will be able to purchase more locally grown food, leading to a reduction in our food imports.
Jamaica's food import bill to date is $800 million. Mr. Hutchinson says partnerships play a critical role in increasing food production to reduce the food import bill and drive economic growth. And Sport Minister Olivia Grange is urging local developers to incorporate amenities for sporting activities in housing projects to help increase physical activity among members of the public. Ms. Grange says one of the goals of the national sports policy is to have more than 75% of the population participate in at least 30 minutes of sporting activities at least three times per week. This in an effort to increase health-seeking behavior within the population and combat the spread of non-communicable diseases.
The mission of the national sports policy is to transform Jamaica into one of the most engaged and successful sporting nations in the world. Critical to achieving that aim is improving access to sports facilities.
Ms. Grange says the ministry will continue to invest significant sums to improve sporting infrastructure across the island to help residents engage in physical activity. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.